back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Hey, Reba, before we get back to our guest.
Yes.
Guess who's hiring right now?
Me.
Well.
And you?
Yeah. Well, we're always hiring.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
We're always hiring. No,
well, we're looking for more agents.
One of my very favorite companies in the whole wide world.
Home Street Bank?
No.
Who? Dick's Drive-In?
Dick's Drive-In.
Oh my gosh, I should have guessed that first.
Dick's,
what was I thinking?
Is hiring for their new Kent location, which is really Des Moines.
That's right, because you are like
I'm so
pig
excited.
Pig in mud, so excited that they're coming down there.
You know that Dick's cheeseburgers and french fries together cures
they
the common cold.
Do
it
that.
It does.
Stop
it really
it.
Works.
It does not.
Yeah, no, I'm convinced of it. So they're going to be hiring. In fact, they're starting at $15 an hour.
Oh, wow.
You got to train up in Seattle. You're going to get an extra $2 an hour during training. And and you know what? If you work 20 hours a week for at least 6 months and continue to work 20 hours a week while you're going to school, Dick's offers up to a $25,000 scholarship.
Wow.
Over 4 years. It's a cool thing. Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah. So there you go.
Gotta love those folks.
Yeah, that's right. We should probably get them on here one of these days.
You we
get,
might.
Get one of the Spadies on here. That might be
kind of
fun.
You know what? Actually, why don't you work at that?
I think I will.
You know who I'm going to have on a future show very soon?
Who?
Well, I'm waiting to find out which of the people, but you know that one of my favorite restaurants is Duke's.
Mm-hmm.
Seafood and Chowder House.
Of course. Me too.
So my work with the Renton Technical College Foundation, I got Bill Raniger to agree to be one of our auction items, basically for like a cooking experience down at the Albert Lee Appliance demonstration kitchen in Tukwila.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to Bill because, I mean, they have their South Lake Union location is being changed, right? Because this is being redeveloped down there. And then, of course, they opened up a new location in Bellevue not that long ago.
Right.
So I asked him if either he or Duke could Duke Moscrip. A lot of people don't realize that Duke's actually has a real Duke, and that's Duke Moscrip. So I'm going to have one or both of them on the show coming up in the next couple of months to talk about their new locations and what's going on. And the thing I love the most about them is their sustainability and organic factor that's on their menu. Because for me, I know having gone through cancer, my brother with cancer, and a lot of people really trying to go organic, that's super important. And having a restaurant that's fully engaged in that. And then the sustainability. I mean, we love the Pacific Northwest, and we talk about things like fishing and crabbing and all that kind of stuff all the time on here. And I love that there is a local company focused on doing that with what they provide on your plate when you come to their restaurant.
Absolutely.
So I'm really excited about having
Shout out to that South Center Duke's, you know, as well. That their
I'm
service
all the time.
Is so good.
I know.
They're just so good.
I love all their locations. Mm. In fact, I just took some past clients down to the one at Kent Station just the other weekend, too. So love introducing people to it.
One.
It's great. Okay, now I'm hungry again.
Yeah,
I'm hungry
there
again.
We go.
We're coming up on Thanksgiving, and I'm hungry all the time.
I know. Well, speaking of Thanksgiving, we're
thankful
that Karina Obar is with us today with the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. So thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely.
So just before the break, we were talking about one of the zero-down programs for first-time, well, not even first-time home buyers, but anybody buying their principal residence in Seattle. If you earn less than $145,000, it's a zero-down program.
Absolutely.
And this is run by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. So we were talking about a couple additional benefits, and, you know, apart from zero down, you know, that really are great with this program. And the first one is the cost of PMI. You know, so it's way, way less, sometimes even half the normal cost compared to a traditional mortgage. The other one that I really like, and this is getting a little bit deeper into the weeds, but it's called ads for credit. So if you're taking out
for credit.
Yeah, if you're taking out a regular conventional loan, as your credit score drops, your interest rate rises.
Oh, right. Ads. I'm
these are
totally thinking
ads.
Like
oh yeah. No, advertisements
stuff
or something
that's
like
coming
no.
across your television
these are
ads.
Additions essentially.
Add-ons.
So add-ons.
Thank you.
So
okay.
the pricing of your loan, you know, deteriorates, you know, if your credit score is lower. But the Home Advantage program doesn't do that. You know, so you have a minimum credit score. You got to hit that of 620.
620.
Right. But you're not going to, if your score is 620 or 720 or 820, it's going to have pretty much the same interest rate.
Right. It's be the same pricing. Absolutely. Yeah. So, again,
that's fabulous.
Yes, our mission is to help as many home buyers as possible here in the state of Washington in affordable housing.
Well, I use that all the time, even if I have a customer that has a down payment to make, so they don't need the down payment assistance, but their credit score is maybe not as good as it should be. Right. You know, we'll use the program just because I can get them an interest rate that might be a 0.5% lower than if we just gave them a standard market, a conventional loan. And that's kind of a trick that I don't know that a lot of loan officers out there are aware of unless they've taken your training, you know, or really talk with anybody at the commission about it.
Right. So at the commission, because we're a state agency, we are precluded from state law to making a direct loan to the consumer, to the public. So we rely totally on our participating lenders as well as our participating real estate professionals to get these programs and out into the public's hands and to and teach our home buyer education classes.
I love how you say the participating, because a lot of people don't realize you actually have to go through a certification class to do this. And many people don't know you have to find the professionals who can offer it.
Correct. So we train at the commission our participating lenders, loan officers, as well as our participating real estate partners. And on our website, we have a list of all of our participating lenders that originate our programs, as well as teach our home buyer education classes.
Yep. A lot of people find our class from that website.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, we promote all the time about this. But it's wonderful how many people still come to the website directly and they find, you know, that's one of the reasons also why we're spreading out where we do these classes, just because we know that where people and their incomes and what they can buy, they're not just in one concentrated location, right? And we've found at times, because we've taught as far as Woodinville, we've done West Seattle a lot, Seattle, Bellevue, we're doing, you know, Burien, Renton, you know, so many different locations. But the reality is we've had lots of classes where someone has come. I mean, we had a guy drive in to our West Seattle class one time, all the way from North Bend. And I was like, holy smoke. You know, like, okay.
There might be a need in North Bend.
There might be. Okay.
Right. So as you know, the steps to accessing our program is, number one is, you know, take a home buyer education class sponsored by the commission. And surprisingly enough, with the surveys that we received back from your classes, how did you find out about the commission? It's via our website. So they find a lot of the lenders and through our website. And of course, so by attending the commission sponsored home buyer education class and then, you know, working with a commission-trained loan officer as well as a real estate professional. And then once you have all that, go ahead and house hunt, you know, and make an application.
Go find that house.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Make sure you've been through the pre-approval process first before doing the shopping.
Right, because
you might get a broken heart. You'll fall in love with something that maybe you can't get yet.
Exactly. So. But, yeah, but the classes that are taught, I mean, they go through the steps that, you know, advantages, the disadvantages of owning.
Yeah.
What's the difference between pre-qualification and, you know, pre-approved?
So important.
Right, exactly. And, you know, what do you need to do in order to, you know, fix your credit or that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of information that is covered in these educational classes that
Corinna,
we teach.
To your point about the credit, I actually have a family that I've worked with for the last, well, since 2003. They've been clients of mine. And I'm talking an entire family. So, like, the patriarch and his wife of this family have not only worked with me several times on investment properties, but they send every one of their adult kids, and they have like 5 or 6 adult children, they send all of them to these classes because they know when we get into the topics around credit that we've had testimonials come back where people say, this is like a life training course. It's not just about home buying. They're like, I learned a whole lot about how this is going to impact my entire life because we discuss it, because it's not just the interest rate on their loan, but the insurance they're going to receive.
Correct.
There's so many different things that it impacts. And a lot of employers are also looking at these things nowadays. So it really sets someone up for success.
Right.
And that's what we love about doing the classes.
Right. And I think part of it too is not only telling them how to buy a home, but, you know, early delinquency intervention,
yeah.
Foreclosure prevention. I mean, yes. they may yes. not be in that situation right now, but they may know somebody, and here's a tool
exactly.
that they can
That's
provide.
Right.
I right. actually just use that as a training function. We have a brand new agent on my team, and this week he was showing a just on the edge of short sale and a bank-owned home to an investor. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying, he's like, well, I don't understand why this one family, like, why won't they do this and why won't they do that? And he had all this judgment kind of wrapped up in it. And he's only been licensed for about 6 months, right? And I've been doing this for a long time. And I worked through the recession, worked with a lot of people who were struggling. And I told him, I said, look, 90% of the people who were in default during the recession didn't even know they had options. And unfortunately, many of them lost their homes because of it. I said, so you can't wrap judgment around that when what you have to realize is when somebody's in that place, they're mentally not at the top of their game. They're usually in a place of fear. They're not answering their phone. They don't look at their mail because it's not right. just the bank probably calling them, but they probably have a lot of other things purposes. Going on
That's
because
right.
default usually comes from things like job loss or medical conditions or both.
Right.
So you got to really wrap your brain around what is someone going through? And then you come at it from a much better place of how you can help them.
That's right. right.
So, and going back to what Eric said about you don't have to be a first-time home buyer on the Home Advantage, and that's specifically why the Home Advantage program was created, because over the years we found that, you know, the marketplace has changed, and we had
right.
people that needed to sell their home for whatever reason, mm-hmm. but then they didn't have the equity from
yeah.
that home that they mm-hmm. sold in order to buy another home, and therefore the down payment assistance
right.
with
it.
Our
That's
first mortgage
nice.
Program comes into play.
Very forward thinking.
Exactly. And
yeah.
the open market program.
And let's talk about the down payment assistance element of this. So you have different programs, which are a first mortgage program. Actually, we might have to take a quick break here, pay a couple bills, you know, but as we kind of lead into that, you know, there's a first mortgage program and then there's down payment assistance, and there's a variety of different down payment assistance options out there, you know, and some of them might be, you know, 4 or 5% of the loan amount. Some might be $10,000. Some might be $30,000 or $55,000.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a bunch of different options out there, and you know, your individual circumstances will kind of help point in what direction, you know, might be the best program for that. So when we come back, let's dig a little deeper into that, some of those down payment
Absolutely.
Assistant options.
Oh,
here we've
great.
Got Karina Obar with the Washington State Housing Finance Commission with us. Stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.